The next exercise is one of the keys to being able to maintain your frame, no matter how tough the challenge is, and how much the social pressure is on you to conform with everyone else's view of the world. In order to do this, I want you to actually go out there and begin to learn to have this impassive, non-reaction stance in the way that you communicate with people. So when people say something that you don't agree with or is challenging or rattling your cage in some way, you become totally non-reactive, as though the thing they're talking about doesn't exist or is even a little weird in some ways. Now, the way to do this is whenever you feel yourself under that social pressure, instead of agreeing with what they're saying or even disagreeing and providing counterpoints, which would be more going down the deframing route, all you will do is, without agreeing or disagreeing, is let the point just float in the air without responding to it in any way. That means you must maintain or school your features of your face to be very calm, to be unmoving. No facial tics, no looking away, no sighing, no changes in tonality. If you're speaking about a topic, continue speaking about that topic as though the challenge never occurred. Allow your tone of voice to maintain the exact same pitch, the same rhythm, the same inflection. So it's very important to be able to do that, and notice how people respond to you. Now, at first you won't necessarily get this right, and that's okay. You're learning how to be able to do this under increasing amounts of pressure. Initially, a small amount of pressure is all you'll be able to cope with, but the more you do this, just like lifting weights, the more powerful you become. In other words, the more resistant to high levels of social pressure you become inside. And at that point, the levels of frame control that you have will be incredibly powerful.